Yeah, I wanted to talk about unpacking fears, man, and just how much of our life we can spend in that moment of fear, and really navigating that is always a challenge, man. Because a lot of our fears that we experience usually stem from something that happened in childhood, and as we get older, I think we turn those fears into beliefs, and then those beliefs turn into our identity. And it's like really crazy, like how much of it can really impact our lives, man. You know, like there's a book I read. It's something I probably read, I won't say every year, but I find myself reading it at various points in my life. And it's called A Year to Live. And essentially is about a book. It's a book essentially that talks about, asking the meaningful questions of if you were diagnosed with something, or if your doctor came to you, or God came to you and said, hey, you only have 365 days left, what would you do with that time? And it's something that I don't think we really take into consideration on a daily basis. I don't think we think about our own mortality at all, just because life is happening. And when you think of the end, you usually think of people who lived a long, lasting, fulfilling life, those in their 80s and 90s, who have seen it all, done it all. You don't think about people who were in their early 20s or 30s. And, it's just a fact that, there are people passing our age, older, younger kids. And, it's something that should be on the forefront of your mind. I'm not saying it should consume your mind, but, asking the questions that if you were given a year left, what would you do at that time? And I think for me, I'm really in a space, man, where I'm really trying to unpack a lot of those fears that I've had. I really have a lot of, as much as I do this and I'm putting myself out there, I understand, like, I don't have to put my entire life out there, but I think one of the reasons I got into content creation was to embrace this uncomfortable bubble. Like, it can be very uncomfortable to sit behind a camera and just talk, especially in a room full of nothing. Like, this room is completely empty right now. It's just myself, this camera, it's me, it's, and it's trying to build an intimate setting. It's like I'm breaking a fourth wall, but it's true. Like, a lot of us are talking to ourselves in hopes that we can, get a reach from others to understand. But I think, why I've gained such a respect for people who are doing content creation, that are going out to businesses, that are just doing like the craziest and strangest things that other people may not understand, is because of the reality that for most of us, as we believe, we only have one life. We do. And to be a human being, it's already such a rare percentage to live a long, fulfilling life. It's a very rare percentage. And to find purpose and fulfillment gets a lot slimmer as we get older. I don't think we take into consideration all the responsibilities that many people have to embark on, where, it'd be very selfish for me to tell somebody who has 3 or 4 kids that they have the same 24 hours in a day, because they don't. Their responsibilities look a lot different. I think the question we need to ask ourselves is, regardless of your situation, how do we find a way to have meaning in our life? How do we find a way to embrace the things that we have in front of us? Because again, life is a privilege at this point. It's a privilege every day to have the access to be alive alone. It's a privilege to have the access to phones and internet and social media. It's a privilege to have a roof over our head and to have good water and good food. Like, these are all privileges that I will say that most of us, we take for granted every single day. And it's not like something that you should, I'm not bashing the idea that we're taking it for granted, but because of the basic things that we have usually given as a privilege and as a right, it's very easy to overlook that. It's very easy to not think that you can lose those things. One of my favorite stories, and I know this is transitioning, but one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the book of Job. And I don't often talk about, just the religious aspect, not because I'm not one, because I identify as a Christian. I just think that I respect everybody's viewpoint, and I respect where everybody comes from, what they believe in. And I also think that everybody's religion or viewpoint has a truth, and it's something that they should be able to hold to, and it should be respected and valued. But I think the Book of Job is just something that's very important to me, just for the simple fact that it's a reminder that everything can be taken to you at a blink of an eye. Many are often questioned, and we wonder why these things happen to us, and it's just a reminder that the overall goal or the overall purpose in life, one, is to serve, and two, is to suffer. And I know it's a lot, I know that that can be very hard to imagine, but when you think about the actuality in life, there's a duality. Or good, when there's good, there's bad. When there's love, there's hate. When there's life, there's death. When there's sun, there's darkness. It all balances together. And again, I think we have to remember that there's a beauty to all the nuances that happen. And there's a beauty to understand that when it is your turn, you ask yourself, have you lived a true, fulfilled life? Because for me, I had to really have that. I had to have that conversation with myself to really like understand me better. Because I feel like a lot of my life I have lived in a fearful state. Like I've overthought everything. I've worried about perception. I've worried about things that just aren't, they're not real. Like they don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, people make content, you know, there is a goal to reach a certain amount of followers and viewers and likes, and while it can be important from a monetary aspect, again, we have to ask ourselves, what about these people are really captivating us? What about this attention that's really mattering to us? Like, what about it is going to make a true impact in our life? Because at the end of the day, most of the people that we're looking up to, that we idolize, we have no idea who they are. We don't know their backstory, besides what they share. And one unique thing that they've done, and I would like to say that others may have not done, typically, it's either they call lightning in a bottle, or they unapologetically were themselves, and they did everything they were afraid of continuously over and over until they achieve what they were looking for. You know, that's, again, this is why I do not hate on people who go after a dream. I would never hate on somebody who goes after a dream. Because the amount of belief that you have to have within yourself to make that happen, the amount of belief that you have to have within whatever you believe in to continuously do something when it may not be popular or it might not be cool, all that stuff is crazy. It can be crazy to people to have that thought process and then continuously do it, because that's, again, a lot of us are doing things often for the approval of others who may have doubted us, who may have rejected us. You know, it's like the get back. And again, once you reach that point, like, what do you get out of it? You know, so like we have to kind of keep all those things in mind. You know, fear is an interesting concept, though, because it's just, again, how much of it just plagues your mind, how much of it really can consume the actions that you take. You know, one of the things, if I can go back in time, maybe around 10, I think that's when I kind of developed this mindset at one point of just overthinking. It's that, you know, I think those who took a risk earlier, they got a lot further quicker, you know, and that is the beauty of the whole process and evolution, is like understanding like where you could have done better, and then when you have the moment to apply it to somewhere else, you do. Yeah, but if I can go back, I definitely would have taken a bit more risk. Just because, again, I realized at that point in time I didn't have that much belief in myself as I do now. However, even now, I'm still doing these things sometimes in a scarce space. So just like having the courage to encourage myself at a younger age to have done that, who knows where I could be. And it's not about that. It's just a reminder of I'm doing it now. And I'm trying to enjoy it now. And hopefully, whatever stage you are in your life and what you got going on, the fact that you're doing it now is all that matters. You're trying now, trying to be better now, you're trying to overcome these things now, and that's okay. And the last thing I would say is that most success is found in the repetition of doing the same thing over and over forever. You know, because of the society that we live in, because it's microwavable, because it's instant, we're trying to find these rushes of pockets of virality. We're missing the point that true success is found in the mundane daily tasks that we do over and over, not expecting the results. Whatever that success looks like for you, whether it's in your business, or your content creation, or your job, or your relationship, or your kids, whatever, it is doing the same task over and over every single day and not expecting a result to change. Because when that result does change, the question you have to ask yourself is, would I be prepared for that next level of success that I'm looking for in my life? And that is important to remember. Is that catching lightning in a bottle is great, but you still got to find a way, to maintain the fire. So I'll leave you with this. Live as free as you can. Try to live with no regrets. Accept the things you can no longer change. Forgive yourself. And more importantly, honor yourself and who you are and where you want to go. Appreciate you guys. Peace.